The phrase, "I was tearing my hair out," is commonly used to describe a stressful situation, but its origins come from an actual human condition, often brought on by a traumatic incident.
Well, some call it a habit, others call it a disorder, but the action of pulling out your own hair affects millions of people around the world, and it can ruin lives for both men and women. Andy Bevan has more.
Fiona DL describes herself as a perfectionist. As a teenager, whenever she found the odd split end in her hair, she'd pull it out. Then, after a car accident in 2010, which left her in a coma for weeks, the habit got far worse. The 31-year-old became one of millions affected by trichotillomania, known as TTM, or trich, a hair-pulling disorder that can be so severe it leaves sufferers with only a few wisps left.
You're focusing on something that... To me, it's being that perfectionist and finding that hair to pull out, that certain hair, and it's a fulfilment which, in the long run, is not the effects, it's far from.
Worldwide, it's estimated that 110 million women pull their hair, and in the West Midlands alone, a recent survey revealed that 21% of women in Birmingham and 25% of women in Coventry admitted to having done it. TTM also affects some men, but while there's no specific cure, at this hair studio in Solihull, they offer women a potential way to stop. It's one of a handful across the country run by Lucinda Ellery, who endured her own hair loss as a child. Clients are encouraged to tell their own stories without fear of ridicule or shame.
They will use the hair pulling as a comfort blanket. It then becomes habitual and it then leads to hair loss.
Stylists fit a breathable mesh called an interlace, gentle enough to allow hair to grow back while stopping sufferers getting to the roots in order to pull them.
We use human hair, and that is then sort of integrated with her hair in the form of little bonds. We call them connections, and those basically form the little anchors that keep everything in place.
I will stop if I tell myself that I will, and I'm determined to. Whether it's another year down the line, another 10, who knows, I will work at it the best I can.
This week is National No Pulling Week, designed to raise awareness of TTM. Fiona DL is just one of millions wanting to quit the habit, but she says she's happy to admit to it if it helps others realise they are not alone. Andy Bevan, ITV News.
I have to say, it's not something I'd heard of before, but if you want advice on that particular issue or more information, as ever, there is some on our website, itv.com/central.